So today we're talking about the wonderful and unmistakable Janis Joplin. And I'm going to start with the song that I probably associate with her more than any other song.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends are...
It's only a small song, but it is one of my all-time favourites. Now, joining me to have a talk about the wonderful Janis Joplin is Senior Lecturer in Music from the Southern Cross University, Lee Carriage. Lee, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, Andrew.
It's hard to believe it's been 50 years since Janis Joplin passed away. She left an indelible print on the music industry, did she not?
Oh, indeed. And those 50 years have passed quickly in terms of, you know, music and everything that's passed since Janis and all the influence that she's had during those five decades.
Can you tell us a little bit about Janis, where she came from?
Well, she's from the South, and she's one of those singers that was sort of influenced by a whole range of people in her area at the time. I guess one of the things, she's come to me in an unusual way. Students would turn up at the university and say, my parents play a lot of Janis Joplin, and subsequently I'm singing like her. I think one of the things about her past is that she grew up in, you know, this era of a whole range of sort of soul and Motown and gospel music. And in particular, she was influenced around the age of about 14. I think she talks about being, inspired by Bessie Smith, but in particular, hearing Otis Redding for the first time and Billie Holiday and Ray Charles. And then she moves from there to California, from the South.
The influence of blues on Janis Joplin is really noticeable, especially with this track, Piece of My Heart. I get goosebumps just listening to that. Like, it's such a bluesy sound. Her voice has just got that rough texture to it that just suits it perfectly.
So much in this voice. It's really expressive. There's this great researcher called Robert Fripp, and he sort of talks a little bit about, you know, how you manipulate music and how you manipulate sound. And he says if you manipulate pitch and timing and dynamics and the timbre, you can really have a powerful, manipulation, really an expression of imparting sort of energy and emotion to people. And really the human voice, no one like Janis, I think, expressed this sort of angst and pain, but also great release, but also yearning. And we hear that, I hear those sort of bluesy kind of elements that she sings with in this really powerful dynamic that most people are familiar with, that really uninhibited sound. But she's also very yearning and delicate at times. And I think it's not just this power, but also the raw emotion, and that's all of it, the delicate and the screaming and the power. Really what we hear is a very highly skilled interpreter, and she uses blues, it's called blues phraseology, but really it's like pentatonic scales and blues ideas, and she improvises with them on the melodies, and you hear a lot of her kind of exaggeration and improvisation around the melody. Using blues phraseology that she's got from, you know, from Bessie Smith and Otis and Billie Holiday, etc. And it is earnest and it is honest and it is, you know, full of human kind of sounds, those graspy wails and wails and screams. And also just that expression of raw emotion, it's really alluring. I love it.
A good example of that interpretation is with Me and Bobby McGee. I can just imagine myself sitting at a concert or in a club listening to her, and she would probably do that 50 different ways.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That was a great little snippet there of her improvising, you know, not just with the melody but with lyrics and using repetition and using improv and pulling the rhythm apart and all of that she's got because she's actually got great ears, she's got good sense of groove and time. And Janis also had, you know, this thing where she starts swaying along with her because she's just so intoxicating. And I think it's because she's so spontaneous. With that spontaneity, she brings in all this color palette of different vocal timbres, risk-taking. It's not safe to always improvise, you know. So it's kind of, she's always in service to communication of the emotion, and that's what's thrilling, but it can also be devastating at times.
Janis Joplin was by far and away a fantastic talent, taken way too soon, albeit 50 years ago. Lee Carriage, thank you very much for helping us reminisce about this wonderful artist this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, let's play her all day.